Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
How to be the office hero. I know that's a goal of yours, Farwell.
Oh my gosh, is it ever?
I can't even say it without laughing.
I should have a cape.
I think you might be the villain.
What?
Well, let's just go through the list.
Uh-oh.
This is not mine.
It's
don't
not
get mad
go
at
well
me.
For me.
But studies show if you have three or more good friends at work, you're 96% more likely to be satisfied with your entire life. Entire life.
I have lots of good friends at work. Are we not friends?
Oh, the best of.
Well,
yeah.
That's one.
Okay.
I just got to find two more flunkies in this joint.
Okay, so you ready?
Sure.
Where's Polly? Polly's failing at this too.
Okay.
Okay, make the next pot of coffee.
I do that. And sometimes it's before 5 o'clock in the morning.
There is some dinkery do in our office.
I'll tell you who it is.
Who keeps opening sugar packets and putting them in coffee and then putting the empty sugar packet back in the sugar holder bowl. I don't know who that is.
I'll tell you who it is.
It's a dinkery do.
It's that weirdo that reads the news every morning.
Stop it.
It is. That's who it is.
Let's keep moving on because we're still not making any friends.
Okay, that makes me the villain again because I tell the truth about the weirdo.
Volunteer to help a coworker. Is there somebody who's got a commute, you know, that's really early and then there's a meeting that's really late? Maybe you could take it for them because if you help your coworker, you will be 33% happier. This is a very selfish study, isn't it?
Huh.
Okay, Candace is the winner at number three. Candace, who is our trainee on the board here, which is means runs the whole show, kind of like Polly, only she does it better.
Right.
Be snack savvy. Bring food to work. You are the hero. She brought cookies this morning.
They look like my mom's cookies.
They're Farwell approved.
They're very tasty.
I was nervous for you, Candace. I thought there's no way he's going to like them like he likes his mama's.
I'm going to eat another one.
Okay.
Polly, get your hands off my cookies.
Snack savvy. So Candace is winning. Volunteer with your coworkers. Make the next pot of coffee. So far, so good, right?
Yes.
Here's where it goes off the rails for you, Farwell.
What?
Be a ray of sunshine in email threads. that's not happening.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when everybody's replying all.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know,
and
you should be the ray of sunshine.
That makes everybody stop because they realize how foolish they sound.
If I had to tell the truth, I'm worse than you at it. Please refrain from sending snark-laden, passive-aggressive responses to deliver alls.
That's you.
That is me. You're right.
I'm eating one of Candace's
cookies. Somebody's got to point out that when people are being stupid, be the chief funny officer. You can maybe, we could both gain some stuff there.
We're totally the CFO. Yeah.
Yeah, the chief funny officer.
Yeah,
it's good. People like to laugh. People like cookies. They like to laugh. They like coffee. And this is an easy one. We can all do more of this. Say thank you. Tell her thank you for the cookies.
Candace, thank you for the cookies.
Office hero over there.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.